So we see that this lady is possessed, this young woman is possessed by a devil, a divining spirit. And she must be like divining some pretty good stuff, or, you know, because she's making a lot of money. These people are like upset. Once, you know, she gets exorcised by the Apostle Paul, they're upset to the point where they take both Paul and Silas and throw them into jail because it's just like, man, you just ruined our moneymaker. Look at Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh the son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. So the Bible is saying we should have nothing to do with these people. Don't go to them for advice. Don't go to them to learn things from them. It says don't learn after their abominations. Amen. Or a charmer. Look what it says. Or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. People who try to communicate with the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord, and because these abominations, the Lord thy God, doth drive them out from before thee. What is he saying? Look, the reason I'm even allowing you to inhabit this land and driving out these people is because they're actually guilty of these things. Yep. So the Canaanites, the Hittites, and all these other inhabitants, they were actually practicing these things. There's no new thing under the sun, folks. Yep. Go to Numbers. Actually, let's see here. Go to 2 Peter chapter 2. So this young damsel is possessed with the devil, and you know, it says here in verse 16, it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us. And it just so happens to mention this, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Did it say that it brought her listeners much success? Much inspiration? Much insight? What job, what vocation they should choose? You know, who's that perfect one for their life? How to find their soulmate. No, it says, which brought her masters much gain. Yep. So what is the purpose of her soothsaying? To make money. Yeah. To make money. Now, the reason they are making money is because there is never a shortage of people who are in need of answers during a crisis. Yeah.